Honorable sirs and madams, felicitations. On this, the Sabbath day, the 5th of December, 1875, we do welcome you to this newly remade temple of God, arisen from the ashes of the great conflagration of last year that laid waste to the center of our fair township of Natick. By God's good graces, we stand again in the sanctuary of the Lord and come to honor the spirit of Christmas with our song and poetry, scripture, and general euphony, and the joyfulness of this blessed season of togetherness. We do entreat you this day to take joy in singing. And yet, conscious of the scourge of illness, called by the name coronavirus, lately plaguing our township, and indeed the nation and beyond, I admonish us all to do our utmost to halt the spread of this pernicious disease through the fastidious appliance of coverings over our nose and mouth throughout the revels, and to sing out in somewhat less vigorous fashion, moderating our rapturous zeal so as not to force the air too energetically beyond the confines of our facial garb. Following our revels at approximately 5 o'clock, all those who wish may join certain other members of this company on the front steps of the church there to observe a brief Advent candle lighting service of a worshipful nature. Again, with singing, yet where facial coverings may be removed if desired. Said service will begin immediately following the tintinnabulation of this church's melodious bell. And we shall increase the effulgence of our Advent wreath, evincing our longing for the arrival of that venerable Christmas day. And now, as we anticipate such a festive day, let us sing together of the joy that arises in the season of light.
What means this glory round our feet? The Magi mused more bright than morn, and voices chanted clear and sweet, "Today the Prince of Peace is born." What means that star, the shepherd said, that brightens through the rocky glen, and angels answering overhead sang, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men." 'Tis 1800 years and more since those sweet oracles were dumb. We wait for him like them of yore. Alas, he seems so slow to come. But it was said in words of gold, no time or sorrow e'er shall dim, that little children might be bold in perfect trust to come to him. All round about our feet shall shine a light like that the wise men saw, if we our loving wills incline to that sweet life which is the law. So shall we learn to understand the simple faith of shepherds then, and clasping kindly hand in hand, sing peace on earth, goodwill to men. But they who do their souls no wrong, but keep at eve the faith of morn, shall daily hear the angel's song, today the Prince of Peace is born.
Thank you. This reading is called Christmas Greens by L.B. F. Judd. Bring ye boughs of spicy pine, wreathe the ivy's clinging vine, spruce and hemlock to the sense, like the magi's frankincense, with the berry's scarlet sheen, laurel fit for hero's brow, fragrant box bring hither now, all that winter frost doth spare, in our joyous feast may share, bough and berry, leaf and vine, we will offer at his shrine, who for us in time of old left his glories manifold, left his kingdom, left his crown, and in pitying love came down, here a little child to be, crafted, cradled in humility.
Reading from the prophet Isaiah. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken."
Thank you.
A reading from the second chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made known when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Christmas Greeting by Claudia Thorin. I wish a Merry Christmas to every home on earth. May lowly cot, may palace hall, re-echo genial mirth. May children's laughter gaily ring, and happy voices gladly sing. And fond and joyous welcoming to Merry, Merry Christmas. I pray a holy Christmas may come to every heart, a time of sweet tranquility, from troublous care apart. An hour for thoughts to soar above, for heart to realize the love, and grace divine that like a dove, brood over this holy Christmas. God send a blessed Christmas to every patient life, a little resting from the toll, a surcease from the strife. May faith breathe words of gentle cheer, hope point to roses blowing near, and tender love and friends sincere make this a blessed Christmas.
The stars are brightly shining. It is As we light our candles, we recall that night divine. We're led by the light of faith, serenely beaming with glowing hearts by his candle, by his cradle we stand. Commemorating it as we light our tapers, adding our flame to one another's to reflect the light of love in the world. And when we are ready, we will sing together in another way that we remember of how we add to one another and reflect God's light into the world.
Let us go now in the light and love of this Christmas season, and as we do, in the familiar words of Mr. Dickens, may it always be said of us that we knew how to keep Christmas well and did. And as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.